On Friday's Page One, another sharp swing for the stock market, this time up. The CIA claims no civilians have died in unmanned drone strikes. We'll look at why that's in dispute. And if a deli salad doesn't contain any lobster, can you still call it lobster salad? I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says stocks soared on Thursday, leaving investors bewildered about what might come next. The word on Wall Street this week has been volatility. Thursday was an up day after investors seized on signs the economy might just be able to avoid a new recession. Traders pointed to a small decline in claims for unemployment insurance in the U.S. and reassurances from French officials that their banks were safe. The Dow Jones Industrial soared 423 points. That left investors feeling better than they did on Wednesday when the Dow lost 519. It's been a week for the record books. Never before has the Dow had four 400-point swings in a row. Investment advisor Eric Thorne says things are so tense, the apparent motto for investors is shoot first and ask questions later. Also on Friday's Page One, the CIA says no civilians have been killed in strikes by so-called drones. The CIA says the drones have killed more than 600 militants in the last 15 months, including at least 20 in a strike reported Wednesday. Many independent experts doubt the claim of zero civilian deaths. A new report from the British Bureau of Investigative Journalism says at least 45 civilians were killed in 10 strikes in Pakistan over the last year. The Bureau reached that conclusion after conducting interviews in Pakistan's tribal areas. At their debate in Iowa, GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney and seven rivals were unified in their critique of President Obama. Representative Michelle Bachmann was applauded when she said Mr. Obama is finished in 2012 and will be a one-term president. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty questioned whether Ms. Bachmann had enough experience to be president. He said she'd done what he called wonderful things in her life, but her record in Congress is, quote, non-existent. Ms. Bachmann countered by comparing Pawlenty to the president. The wealthy families who dominate the Israeli economy have become a target of tent city protesters. They've shaken the country in the last few weeks. The rich families are facing anger as middle-class families complain the gap between rich and poor is wider than ever. The tent city protesters are demanding affordable housing and other essentials. The filmmaker who began the protest with a Facebook posting says the rich families have a lot of influence and there's no transparency. That leaves ordinary people feeling deceived. Times reporter Andrew Pollack looks at cancer therapy at its most aggressive. The treatment involves extensive abdominal surgery and blasts of hot chemotherapy. Some hospitals call it a chemo bath. It hasn't been shown to work, and it's costly and painful. But some patients say it is their last hope for survival. And the lobster salad that doesn't contain any lobster. For years, Zabar's on the Upper West Side here in New York sold something it called lobster salad. But it was made with freshwater crawfish, not lobster. That didn't sit well with a visiting writer from Louisiana. He could tell the difference in taste. Zabar's didn't change the ingredients, it changed the name. It's now calling it Seafair Salad. Inside Friday's Times, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi rounded out the powerful new deficit reduction panel. She appointed three of her top lieutenants who've led opposition to cuts in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. The three are Representatives Javier Becerra of California, James Clyburn of South Carolina, and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. Van Hollen, who's the senior Democrat on the Budget Committee, says putting people back to work is the best and most immediate way to reduce the deficit. The EPA banned sales of Imprelis. It's a weed killer that's being blamed for killing thousands of trees instead. DuPont, which makes Imprelis, suspended sales last week and announced plans for a refund program. The EPA says it's investigating whether the trees died from misuse of Imprelis or from lingering after effects on soil and plant material. Friday's Times has details on another blow to U.S. efforts to restart the Mideast peace talks. Israel announced it's giving final approval to an apartment complex in East Jerusalem. Assistant Foreign Editor Rick Gladstone explains.
East Jerusalem has always been very contentious in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Palestinians regard East Jerusalem as part of their future state. The Israelis, who annexed East Jerusalem in the 1967 war, consider all of Jerusalem to be part of Israel. The announcement also comes at a time when there's been a growing anger in Israel itself over the high cost of housing. We've seen street protests, and the government says that it's building housing in East Jerusalem partly to address that need. Critics of Israel say they could build elsewhere, and that this may be a cynical use of the housing shortage to create additional housing in a particularly contentious part of Jerusalem.
The Palestinians say they're going to push for a statehood declaration when the UN General Assembly convenes next month. In Friday's New York report, actress Faye Dunaway is fighting to keep her rent-stabilized apartment after all. Last week, she said she'd moved out and didn't want the place anymore. Now she's hired a lawyer who appeared in housing court. The judge scheduled another hearing for October. Ms. Dunaway pays $1,048 a month for the one-bedroom walk-up on the Upper East Side. She's had the place since 1994. Her landlord wants her out, saying her real home is in Los Angeles.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
They sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic at former Governor Hugh Carey's funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Carey is widely credited with heading off bankruptcy for New York City in the 1970s. He died on Sunday at age 92. Cardinal Edward Egan delivered the homily. One of Carey's sons said Carey's life was a great example of making things work. Brian Carey said government worked, and so did faith and family. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.